I always find it amazing how I can have conversations with people, different people, you know, throughout any given time period, and how there is always one underlying theme to those conversations. And last week, you know, the underlying theme clearly, out of a few major conversations I had with people, was how to deal with just not, you know, not being happy going in the direction you're going, and, you know, kind of stalling out and wondering what to do next. And that always gets me to thinking of how easy we have it, how easy and accessible we have tools to start off in a different direction, or to really launch ourselves, instead of waiting for somebody else to help launch us or propel us ahead. I look at all the equipment I have and all the tools that I have, and what I can do with all those, and I've barely scratched the surface. I haven't even, you know, made a mark on what I could do with everything, and really what I want to do with everything. But I look at, you know, the from the very basic and very simple, smallest tools that I have, and looking at my phone, and the fact that I can record video on it and I can record audio on it, and that's how I've done a lot of these thinking out loud episodes, has been on my phone. As a thought pops into my head, if I want to expound on it or go into more detail, I have that option. If I have a thought that pops into my head, I can write down a summary for a blog post, or I can write an entire blog post like I've done before. And that's on a phone. Taking what we have, and not taking it for granted, but really taking what we have, the tools that we have, and putting them to work for us. It's very easy to, you know, with an iPhone, some decent lighting, and a tripod, you could start a podcast. You could start a video podcast on whatever you want to do. You could start an audio podcast with just these simple devices. And looking back, 3 4 years ago, that really wasn't the case. Not, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I think, when podcasting started to become of interest to me, I bought, you know, some decent microphones and some decent other decent audio equipment, and now, you know, I'm starting to use it more. But I could also go and use some, I think, simpler ways to produce the same content. So, just looking at the tools we have at our disposal and how we can use them, and really the I think the motivation to use them is the biggest thing that we sometimes lack. But I found it interesting that, you know, this week a lot of conversations, you know, circled around that same topic of, you know, I want to do something. I'm not happy with how things are going, and I need a boost. I think a lot of times we need to just, you know, take a look in the mirror to see where that boost is going to come from.